All right, we are on the record for After Talk.
Oh my gosh, what a journey. This has been a great night of programming, not going to lie. I've really enjoyed the internal drama.
It was so great. And John was like right here watching the whole time and like asking like, who is Tony B. Cassidy? What is the thing going on? Oh my gosh. But it was
Tony
great.
B. Cassidy is not in the Wikipedia main article.
No, yeah, it's not in the, it's only in the sidebar. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my
big mistake. Yeah. Is going with the sidebar. Wikipedia doesn't usually fail you there.
Well, and
things like Foundry.
Yeah, so it usually doesn't. It's usually,
I have burnt my hand on this stove. And I will not burn it.
Well,
again.
And that was the part.
Tony B. Cassidy gets a shout out in Daily Tech News Show this week as well.
Oh!
That copy is from Daily Tech News Show.
When you Google in quotes Tony B. Cassidy, the first things that you get are a tweet from @Brycus. A tweet from @Brycus and the Wikipedia page for MoviePass.
So you know, peeling back the veil.
Oh, and the Daily Tech News Show.
We don't have a big staff of fact checkers.
Right.
So I go on my own knowledge and I go on my shortcuts. Uh-huh. Right. And my shortcuts are, I know Ars Technica is not going to lead me wrong. If I read Ars Technica, The Verge, and maybe TechCrunch, I'll probably get a good take on the thing. And another of my shortcuts is for basic information, like what year was it founded, who are the founders, etc., I can rely on Wikipedia. If it gets past like basic info, then I go and I pursue it myself. And that's what led me astray, is that shortcut got subverted, particularly because I didn't put it together that the history section just says Stacy and Hammett and Tony doesn't get a call out.
Well, and here, this will be fun to see how many other people report on Tony B. Cassidy in the news.
Well, that was the first thing I checked, was like, is it in the Verge article? And I copied it from there, and it was not.
Okay, so most important to me, because it was a true ethical conundrum, because I have entertainment and comedic instincts that push very hard in one direction. I also deeply value our longstanding, very close friendship, and know that you value your reputation as a journalist. And I didn't know, but I also know that you will play pranks and be funny and set me up, and the last thing I want to do is ruin. What is the greater obligation? Is in a show with an entertainer and a journalist?
You did it right. You had multiple paths would have been right. There wasn't one right answer, and the answer you chose was perfectly fine. I had no problem with it. If it had been a more fundamental fact, right? If the entire article had been about, and Tony B. Cassidy is coming back and all of that, like if it would have led to a misunderstanding, then I would have wanted to know, right? Because I don't want to mislead the audience. But this is kind of a minor point of like, here are the three founders, boom, boom, boom. You don't need to know whether Tony B. Cassidy is real or not to understand the rest of it, because all the rest of it's about Stacey Spikes. And we don't go into Stacey, we don't go into Hammett Watt either, who is a real person.
Is he?
You know, so, or is he? Mm. Yeah. So if it had been more like that, where we would have like caused somebody to misunderstand, then yes, I would have wanted to know. But given the fact that it's kind of an aside, and it's not Daily Tech News Show, right? Not that Cord Killers doesn't strive to be accurate, but Cord Killers is a little more relaxed, a little more free flowing.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for what it's worth, to all of our 1,000 plus bosses, there was definitely, it was uncomfortable to reveal that to you, not to delight, but to neutrality.
Yeah.
Professional neutrality was kind of the worst possible outcome.
I was definitely
you gave us full professional neutrality.
Yeah.
I because also it's like I'm not going to lean into like this was an object lesson in trusting Wikipedia because, right, of course, sure, Wikipedia, sure, you know, demonstrably is proven to be
wrong all the time.
In general, a very good heuristic for the truth.
The neutrality came from putting together what was happening in the moment,
right?
And what and not wanting to make it worse.
You don't want to give energy to it or whatever. But it's
exactly.
Like the moment I realized, oh, this was not a seed planted by Tom. We must correct it because Tom will not like it if we just play it straight and say something not true. I have to. So the first words coming out of my mouth were a content sandwich where it's like, that brings up real important journalistic things like this thing, which we'll explore in a moment. Also, let me disclose that that's a fake name, and both Bryce and I didn't know what to do about that. And we dripped some Great Night podcast into Cord Killer. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I it's embarrassing. Don't get me wrong.
I don't even see why it would be embarrassing because, yeah, no.
Well, it's embarrassing to myself. Like, it's not embarrassing. I feel less embarrassed about it being in public than embarrassed that I'm like, ah, crap. That was one I missed. Right?
Well, and this is like when it comes to legal defense, they always go to the reasonable man argument. No reasonable person in your seat would have cause to doubt the background reminder information that you were taking from this.
The other thing that was in the back of my mind was like, wait, should I have known this joke?
Right? I mean, yes, you should watch every single moment that we stream Great Night.
I should have never missed an episode of Great Night. But also part of me was like, did I know this joke?
It has been a while since we've had you on the show, Tom.
Take it from me, the guy who cannot remember what I said on the show we just did and what I said at 1 o'clock.
That was another part of that neutral reaction was me processing like, wait, did I know that? Did I miss that? Should I have... Really? Then no, I don't think I did.
One thing that on a personal level, and we could do this now, like I am of the mind where it's like, I just want to dive all the way in and explore the existential question of like, how much should we trust any source? What does this mean or whatever?
Sure.
But in general,
I live my life that way, right? Like every episode of Daily Tech News Show is trying to figure out which sources I can trust because we can't all research everything to its root every time, right? We all have to rely on somebody telling us something or else we wouldn't be able to operate.
Just for illustrative purposes, we should never change the MoviePass page. In fact, we should point this out on the MoviePass page, protect it so that everyone knows this is what Vandalism looks like.
In fact, we should actually create a new Wikipedia entry called the MoviePass Wikipedia Incident.
There's a separate question
of 2022.
About that part of it too, right? Because I was embarrassed to myself that I missed it. I was grateful with how you handled it. And I was proud to be associated with it.
you went through all the three stages of Great Night. You were ashamed to be watching it. Then you became okay with it. Then it became kind of funny.
Yeah. I was ashamed, but pleased with how I was treated, and then proud. Yeah, exactly.
What a complicated read. And like, it would be hard enough if we were all in the same room, but to try to do that poker face reading over video
Skype
chat.
Too, yeah.
Okay, well, just know that I took no joy in placing
you
on this.
No, we took a lot of joy.
Some joy.
Oh, no. I mean, in the moment. Now I'm proud. So, hey, I have an idea.
Okay.
Whether we talk about it or not, I fully intend to watch the season finale of Peacemaker and its jaw-dropping super secret ending that it was definitely James Gunn who was talking about and not Book of Boba Fett. Do we want to chat about that finale next week as well? Or
like make a special Peacemaker...
Just sort of Peacemaker wrap-up?
You know, I promised people Miami Vice, but I don't think they'll be mad if we change it.
Okay.
And we could do Peacemaker. Well,
we could say like, hey, man, if you watch Miami Vice, great news. We're going to talk about it next week. But for now, we've got whatever.
Should it be a season one? Because
It could be the whole season.
Okay. Because we've gotten antsy about doing one episode. Just one episode of one show.
Oh, no, no, no. I think in this case, we can just confess that we've all been watching it.
We didn't do week to week, but we're going to do a full season wrap up of Peacemaker. And obviously, as with any season, a lot of it's going to be about the final episode.
Bryce, are you outside of skipping that horrific opening sequence you hate so much? you're on the Peacemaker train?
I think I watched an episode and a half or two episodes, and I thought it was great. Really, really, really good.
If you were digging it two episodes in, then it only gets way, way better.
Yeah, I will probably finish it.
There's so much good stuff to talk about with it too, so I'm glad we're doing this because there's some jujitsu going on with how it handles situations that I just am blown away by.
Are you talking about the opening dance number?
No, we're talking about the finesse with which James Gunn is able to
that James Gunn is able to say, look what I've learned from my own experiences, let me put it into the mouths of some of the characters so they may also learn it too.
There's some, because we've not been talking about it week over week, I suddenly realize that Bryce gets to buckle up for some genuine surprises.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot take my eyes off Jennifer Holland during the opening choreography.
She's the blonde.
Every time I watch it. Yeah. She's hardcore.
In that opening credit sequence, she is the best out of everyone at bringing just the right amount of herky jerky awkward to that dance.
She's like, looks like an actual mannequin being operated by strings. It's fascinating to me.
And like somehow she conveys 10% more effort than she should and misses the mark 10% better than everyone else.
It's brilliant.
It's amazing.
It brings a smile to my face and I don't watch anyone else anymore.
The first few times, of course,
I'm looking at everybody. Now I just look at her. I'm just like, that's just amazing.
Her and whichever the characters flips us off. I just think that's such a surprise. I think it's not one of the cops.
It's not his dad, is it? Or is it?
I think Viola Davis? It's the dad, right?
No. It's what's her name's wife.
Oh.
Oh. Really?
I think.
Adiabo's wife?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll have to pay attention. See, I'd never look at anything.
We'll have to go watch it again.
I'll have to not skip it this time.
dude, I'm so excited to talk about the entire thing, and I'm so excited you're going to give it a try, Bryce. I think it will very much benefit from a binging.
Yeah. Alrighty. Any other after talking?
No, man. What a wild ride. That was
good
great
stuff.
Thank you for being patrons. Thank you for being supporters.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye.